Turkey's elections on Sunday are a key moment not just for the country itself but also for its European neighbors. With President Tayyip Erdoğan facing his toughest electoral test in 2 decades, European Union and NATO members are watching to see whether change comes to a country that affects them on issues ranging from security to migration and energy. Relations between Erdoğan and the EU have become highly strained in recent years, as the 27-member bloc cooled on the idea of Ankara becoming a member and condemned crackdowns on human rights, judicial independence and media freedom. Leading members of NATO, to which Turkey belongs, have expressed alarm at Erdoğan's close relations with Russian President Vladimir Putin and concern that Turkey is being used to circumvent sanctions on Moscow over its war in Ukraine. Erdoğan's challenger, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, has pledged more freedom at home and foreign policies hewing closer to the West. Whatever the outcome, Turkey's European neighbors will use the election and its aftermath to assess their relationship with Ankara and the degree to which it can be reset. EU officials have been careful not to express a preference for a candidate, but they have made clear they will be looking out for vote rigging, violence or other election interference. Peter Stano, a spokesman for the EU's diplomatic service, said the bloc expected the vote to be transparent and inclusive and in line with democratic standards Turkey has committed to. Although Erdoğan has tried to strike a balance between Moscow and the West, his political relationship with Putin and Turkey's economic ties to Russia are a source of EU frustration. That will likely continue if Erdoğan wins another term. According to officials, diplomats and analysts, if Kılıçdaroğlu and his coalition wins, the EU will be keen to see if they keep promises to release Erdoğan critics from jail, in line with European Court of Human Rights rulings, and generally improve rule of law standards.